Iva, IVA Fonseca, 10/15/65. Chief complaint, fell in the bathroom. Number two, possible UTI. Number three, dizziness off and on. Number four, history of fatty liver. Number five, history of headache. Number six, urine analysis showed slight blood. Number seven, needs medication refilled. Our patient is a 60-year-old woman, married 39 years. She's working at this time at Brookshire Brothers in the pharmacy. That's Brookshire Brothers in the pharmacy. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. Last period, 2010. Surgery, cholecystectomy, tubal ligation, medical problems, IBS. Medication, see the medication list that was created today, which includes Topamax 100 milligram once a day, singular 10 milligram a day, Flonase 2 pops a day, vitamins once a day, Diclofenac 50 milligram TID, Robaxin 500 milligram up to TID, family history. Mom with is alive with thyroid cancer on thyroid medication. Dad died of liver cirrhosis and hepatitis C. Colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram has not been done. Needs to be ordered. Period. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 119 pounds. Her weight has not changed much. 99%, 98, 16, 68. /123/67. Heart positive, swing positive, 2 TMs, a red posterior pharynx, slightly red, neurological non-focal, skin shows a rash. Lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment as far as the urinalysis is concerned, there's trace blood present. Next one is ultrasound of the abdomen and kidneys and liver within normal limits. Next one is gallbladder is removed. Next number, recheck the urine in 2 weeks. Next number, she did have the fall. For this reason, an x-ray of the back was obtained. X-ray shows no evidence of acute fracture, possible compression fracture. Old. Next number, fatty liver. Next one is headache. Next one is dizziness. Might have been multifactorial. Next one is no evidence of critical stenotic carotid noted. Next one is allergic rhinitis. Next one is DJD. Next one is palpitation. Next one is fatty liver. Next number, check the Topamax at night because that could cause dizziness as well. We talked about different causes of dizziness. Next one is check blood work. Patient will go to her PCP for her blood work and has a requisition as what's needed at this time. Next one is DJD. Next one is continue with diclofenac with food. Next one is take the Robaxin as little as possible because it can also cause dizziness. Next time we know their abnormalities or problems were noted before leaving the office. We talked about everything. Mammogram was ordered to be done on a later date. Thank you.